Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we want to thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. We want to thank you for how you watched over and kept us all night long. Father God, we dare not go any further without asking you to forgive us for all of our sins, those sins of omission and those sins of commission. Father, we're asking you for your forgiveness. God, we thank you for every household that's represented here this morning. We want to thank you for our leader, Dr. Johnson. Lord, we bind the devil this morning on whatever is going on. We're asking you to get in the midst of the situation. Look on those that are coming to us by means of Block Radio and GMAP1. God, we thank you. We thank you for the faithfulness of the First Fruit family. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We're asking in the name of Jesus that someone be healed, be delivered, and be set free on this line, on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, and good morning to each and every one of you. You are on the First Fruit Prayer Line. At this time, we're going to ask for a station identification from Pastor Kevin Strottle with GMAP1, followed by Lady Julie Hagen with the Blog Line. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Gina. God bless each and every one of you. Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We thank God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, as well as each and every individual here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We are located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. I just really want to encourage each and every one of you to simply stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Give us a visit. Be a member. Be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it over to Sister Hagen at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless each and every one of you. Shouts out to Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the broadcasters, and to everyone that's listening from all around the world, and our staff as well. We're just excited. I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are here, amen, to let you know how you can access us. We're being heard all around the world. We're 42 million and yet climbing. We are a network of broadcasters, and each of them are plugging in, and we're being heard all around the world. You can reach us. We're live in the studio, 347-934-0207. 347-934-0207. God bless you. Back to you, Sister Gina.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen, and Pastor Strotter, and thank God for you this morning. Well, Pastor Dr. Johnson is taking care of some technical difficulties this morning. We're going to go on with the prayer line because we know that God is a good God, and we also know that he's been good to somebody out there because you're on the phone this morning. So at this time, we're going to open up for some praise reports. We just want to hear how the Lord has been blessing you since the last time we talked. And at this time, we're going to ask if Dr. Pfeiffer or Dr. Stern, one of those women of problems on the line, if you all don't mind, if you would take our praise reports for us this morning.
But praise the Lord. I'm here, Sister Gina. Amen. And I will be delighted to take the praise reports this morning. God bless you all this morning on First Fruit Prayer Line. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And in the book of Lamentations, he said that his mercies are new every day, every morning, and new mercies do we see this morning. I want to be first to thank God for another day. Today is Memorial Day. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I look at it as a day of rejoicing. I'm not sad about anything. I'm just glad that I'm a part of the land of the living. I had an awesome service on yesterday. Actually, I was in a seminar on Saturday with my own pastor in Chicago, Pastor Richard Daniel Hinton. We've been taught on spiritual wealth warfare, and I tell you, it has been a delight. I exhort my apostle in Chicago, Illinois, for an outstanding job. And then on yesterday, we had one of our associated ministers to bring a word, and I tell you, the Lord really used him in a mighty way, and I'm just grateful to be blessed and to get impartations from others. I was just reading this morning, you're never too old and never too young to keep learning, and I'm keep learning. God bless you again. It's my prayer. Are there any other praise reports this morning? You're on the line. Praise reports. Hello.
Yes. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. This is Sister Lily Mays. I praise God for just to be alive this morning, and I praise God for all of you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Dr. Stern, Mother Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, all of you that are on the prayer line. I just praise him for just being able to be on the prayer line this morning and to hear in so many voices and to just give God praises and thanks for everything. God bless all of you.
Well, God bless you this morning. May you be blessed always. Amen. Is there another praise report?
Good morning. This is Bernita from 616 area code, and I just thank God for being alive. I thank God for feeling so well. There are many days where I wake up, I don't feel good at all, but I feel really good today, and I just want to say that God is good. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. That's good to say it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? You're on the line.
God bless you. This is Mother Britt from North Carolina. I'm just calling to praise God for another Memorial Day. I just thank God. 55 years ago, I had my first son, and he was just the day of his birthday. He was 55 years old today. And I thank God for letting him live to see that to another year, 55 is his 55th birthday. And my granddaughter, yesterday she was 16, and Tuesday will be my grandson. He'll be 9. So I just thank God for all my May babies, you know, and I got one to be on Saturday. He'll be 30. He'll be 51 on the last day of May. So May was my month. So I just thank God for letting them live to see me and my family, and I just thank God for the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, his mother and his wife, and all doctors, all those on here. You're taking the prayer line, Dr. Stern and Gina, and all of you on here. Dr. Fox, I'm just grateful for the prayer line. Because it wasn't, you know, the prayers, what we would do. We have so much to be thankful for. Now, I hope everyone have a blessed Memorial Day. Thank you, and God bless you.
The Lord, a wonderful praise report. I mean, all of them having birthdays, they can have a big party together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there another one for a praise report this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Betty in Kansas City. I don't have a voice this morning, but thank God for waking me up this morning just to see another day. And I want you to know, everyone on the prayer line, I love you very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in June 19th.
Well, praise the Lord. That was the voice, amen, of Lady Betty, the first woman, first lady. And we encourage her on this morning. She had the mind to come on and give a praise report, even with the voice. I do understand that. We love you, Lady Betty, and you be encouraged on this day and every day. Amen. Is there another praise report this morning?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, Area 708. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for waking me up. And for keeping me safe by the day, about a week or so ago, I called in this lady. Her daughter had, I didn't know the daughter's name, but the mother's name was Gleason, and her daughter had been given a diagnosis of MS. But she was at church yesterday and said that her daughter is doing much better, and I just wanted to let the prayer line know that God is still, God is blessing through this prayer line. I thank him for how he blessed my daughter. She had an aneurysm January 29th, and how God blessed and how she's doing well. She's able to drive the car and just go around her normal activities. God is good.
Well, praise the Lord. That is a good praise report, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And when we hear those praise reports that God has done it again and healed someone, we rejoice as well along with you all. God bless. Is there another praise report this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Another praise report?
This is Sister Gina, and I just want to thank the Lord for how he's blessed and how he's watched over me and kept me. Came home, came back to Virginia for a few days, and I thank God that everything went well, what was well when I got here, that our family was able to get together and it not be a home-going or funeral. And I thank God for that. I thank God that everybody is doing well. I thank him because on Saturday I was able to spend the entire day with Bud. And we just sat and talked about some things that I just thank God for being able to see my child. And I thank him that everyone that showed up arrived safely. I'm believing God for a safe return home. I'm thanking God for good reports, and I'm thanking God for the reports that are not good, because I know whose report I'm going to believe. I'll be returning to Kansas tomorrow because I really want to be in Kansas to see all y'all that are coming for the First Fruit Revival, First Fruit Crusade. I'm sorry, the First Fruit Convention. God, help me this morning. But anyway, I thank God for it because I'm expecting miracles and something good to happen to everybody that shows up for that convention. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Gina. I've seen you on Facebook and so many beautiful things. What a blessing. That's how I keep up with you. Amen. And you're doing good and enjoying life, and that's what it's all about. I tell everybody, everybody needs a break, and everybody needs to go. If their family don't live around them, and you need to go back to your hometown where you came from, that's just protocol. God bless you, Sister Gina. Praise the Lord. Is there another praise report this morning? Is there another praise report this morning? The saints are on fire praising the Lord this morning. I wouldn't want to be left out.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mother Johnson.
From Kansas City. I want to give honor to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and Sister Betty, and to all of the people on the prayer line. I'm so glad, happy and glad. I'm a little late getting on the line this morning, but I'm so happy to be a part of the line this morning, and God is still in the blessing business. Still blessing me. I thank God on yesterday I made two services. Went to one, and then from there I went to my own church. And God is in the church. I said, Lord, I thank you for both services. God is a good God. Take good care of me.
Well, praise the Lord for Mother Adlee Johnson, the mother of the nation and the mother of our overseer, Dr. Johnson. We just love ourselves some Mother Johnson, and we're praying for you every day, all day. Be encouraging the Lord, and it's okay if you sleep a little late. Amen. God knows, amen, the many mouths that is on your body and on your spirit. Amen. And it's okay to sleep a little late. We understand whenever you come on, we're pleased and delighted. Amen. God bless you all on this morning. Will there be another praise report? All right. God bless you all is my prayer, and be encouraged. Maybe some of you may be on mute. Some may be the holiday started for some over the weekend. Amen. I had a big day yesterday, and I got a big day today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be with the Stern family today, and that's way out a little ways in Illinois, but my husband's mother, amen, lives that way, and she's 86 herself, and amen, praise the Lord, and we're going to be with her and the family and my husband's siblings and nieces and nephews. I say it that way, but they're mine, too. I've been in the family longer than all of them. But God bless you all is my prayer. I'm going to turn it back over in the hands of our very well-qualified Deaconess Gina Hodges is in your hand.
God bless you, Dr. Stern, and thank you so much for getting those praise reports. Has Dr. Johnson returned to the line yet? Well, God bless you anyhow. We're going to go on until he returns, but we're going to ask at this time before we get our prayer request, is Pastor Stern, Pastor Strader still on the line?
Yes, I am. Sister Gina, God bless you.
God bless you. Pastor Strader, we're going to ask at this time if you would just give us a few words, maybe about 5 minutes of encouragement. I know you were at our first convention. Just encourage the people. Pump the people up about this First Fruit Prayer Convention and how the Lord blessed at the 2012 convention. And then we're going to have someone to talk about the 2013 convention. And we're going to move it on up until 2014. God bless you, Pastor
Strader. God bless you, Sister Gina. We appreciate that opportunity. First and foremost, once again, I want to give honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. And when I look back and I think about the 2013 convention, it just goes to show you how far God has brought us, because we were able to come together to simply get on one accord to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. We were able to be blessed by having Wes Morgan in attendance. And I tell you, boy, from the very first day, Sister Gina, we were blessed. Our spirit was blessed. We had many vendors there. And it was just a beautiful thing to just be amongst God-fearing people. I tell you, it just takes me back to my wife being willing. Now, my wife drove me all the way to Overland Park, Kansas, dropped me off in Overland Park, Kansas, with the equipment from GMAP Broadcast Network, allowing us to stream the entire event live over the GMAP Broadcast Network website. And she came all the way back to Illinois to pick up our children and turned around and came all the way back to Overland Park, Kansas. Never forget it. She rode over that highway with my daughter back and forth to make sure that we were present to be a part of the first annual prayer and praise, First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention. It was an opportunity that I will never, ever, ever forget. There were some outstanding individuals on hand. We praised and lifted up the name of Jesus. The hotel accommodations were outstanding. It was a marvelous opportunity, and I would not want to turn it over for nothing in the world. I thank God for the opportunity and the vision. The vision was second to none. I am so grateful that God has given Dr. Johnson the vision. And if you're not aware of it, when you get on board with a pastor that has a vision, God has given him a vision. Get on board. Be a part of that vision. And why?
Lord, can anyone hear me?
God bless you. I'll turn it back over to you at this time, Sister Gina. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Sora, and thank you so much. That was our 2012 convention. And last year we had the 2012-2013 revival. We had the 2013 Prayer and Praise Revival. And my, did the Lord lead us at that revival. Someone want to share a little about last year's Prayer and Billy and Praise Revival? Jump in there right now.
Sister Gina, I heard Dr. Johnson try to come in. I don't know if you heard, but I did hear him say, does anybody
hear
him?
I am here enjoying myself. God bless all of you. Can y'all hear me?
I hear
you. Yes, sir. We can hear you now.
God bless all of you. I don't want to interrupt, so just go on with your plans. I'm just listening right now. Go ahead.
All right. Was someone going to jump in and tell us about last year, Billy and Praise Revival? Dr. Pfeiffer, are you there?
Bless you. God bless you, Sister Gina. Yes, I am. Last year we had such a wonderful time. The Lord came in and blessed us. We saw miracles on top of miracles. The service from back and forth from the airport was outstanding. The accommodations at the hotel were great. The church service and the warm welcome was just a blessing to many. Praise God, they had the praise team on hand. They had the youth there. The youth were outstanding. They were in uniform, dressed in uniform. They were ushering. They were waiting on you. And it was a little warm at the time, and they were at your service. And I'm just thanking God because in the service, we had Bishop Bolton, Bishop Hagen, we had Evangelist Fitz there, and praise God, that's where she was elevated again to prophetess. And we're just thanking God because even in the ministry with the children, they came forth, and the Lord just had a prayer line. All the children came up for prayer, and how they were just out under the anointing. In the floor. And you know, little girls sometimes think they are too cute to be in the floor. And they were, after the prayer, they were just out under the anointing, in the floor, praising God. Many of them were speaking in tongues. Many of them were just crying out to the Lord. And we just thanking God for such a wonderful service. It to me, everything went right. And I'm thanking God because it was such an anointing. Even in the day service, Lord gave us to walk around the building to anoint and consecrate it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And just call on his name. Praise God. And as we began to call on the name of the Lord during the day service, the night service was blessed. Because of the praises that had gone up before the Lord during the day service. And we were just crying out to God. And the Lord came in and he healed and he blessed. And many showed up, many associate churches, many sister churches from the neighborhood came through. And the enemy got busy around the corner there somewhere. And someone said it was a drive-by. But as we prayed, God blessed and protected everyone at the church. No one was left standing outside. No one was hurt. No one was left at the airport. God blessed. Everyone was accommodated with rides to and fro from the hotel to the church and the church to the hotel. And the services, again, was just outstanding. And after the service, they had a little get-together where they gave refreshments, and the Lord just blessed the people that were at Amazing Grace, how they just served and worshiped the people that came to the service. And we're thanking God for Amazing Grace again. I heard Lady Betty on earlier with a little voice probably from praising the Lord on yesterday, but we know how it is on Sunday when you are under that anointing. So we're thanking God for last year's revival, and we were revived. We were restored, and I'm thanking God for the revelation of this vision of the First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless you, Sister Gina, back into your hands.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Thank you so much, and thank you, Pastor Strada, for those updates on the 2012-2013 Billion Praise Revival and Convention. And for 2014, we're inviting all of you all to come on, be a part of this. You don't want to miss out on sending God, being a part of sending the Lord up over a billion praises. That's June 19th through the 22nd, right here in Kansas City, Kansas. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We're going to turn it over to you right now. We have received our praise report, and we're on standby for the prayer request. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, Sister Gina. Thank you for doing a tremendous job, and for Pastor Strada, Dr. Pfeiffer, all of you who joined in today and gave so many wonderful reports. I tell you, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I tell you, when I look back over my shoulders and think of the goodness of Jesus, my God. Think about how that Being Praise Revival was so phenomenal, just ultra awesome. God was there. God moved in an ultra awesome way. It was just so, my God, I can't describe it in words. Now, the Lord did ultra phenomenal. It was just something. I tell you, we're getting ready here in Kansas City for you. You need to be here. I want to say it again. You need to be here. You need to be here. What is your priority? Whatever it is. You say, well, my cousin is getting married. What is your priority? You want to give God or help give God a billion praises or be there? I tell you, I'm making my priority to help give God a billion praises. We're going to do it in the name of Jesus. Not for anybody's glory, but for the glory of God. It may not be your vision. Don't knock mine. Amen. It's a God-given vision. The devil has tried to knock it so many times, tried to discourage me so many times. I'm on my way to over here trying to leave for Kentucky. The devil just tried to kill me. He tried to kill me again 2 days ago. I'm going to tell y'all all about those things he did. There was a witness in the car where the devil tried to kill me. And I tell you, he's trying to do it for a reason. He's not going to be successful, but he's trying to do it for a reason because we're working on getting God billions of praises. The devil doesn't want us to give him one praise, let alone a billion praises. It was God who gave me the vision. It was God who put it in my heart. It wasn't the devil who told me to give God a billion praises. He didn't want God to get one praise. He don't want his people in his camp to even think about praising God because he's a jealous fiend. He doesn't want God to get anything because he's not getting nothing. They don't praise him like that. And he's jealous of God, jealous of what God is getting. Come on, help me. Help me give God at least a billion praises here in Kansas City. That's the vision that God gave me, and I'm going to stick to it. I don't care what people think about it or what people say about it. I'm sticking with what God gave me. Amen. I've learned to recognize his real voice. It was the voice of God that spoke to me, and I'm going on with it. I preached yesterday, and at the close of an anniversary service, they let me have words, and I just told them, hold on.